Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, baby. It's Tom Petty bringing us back. And the Heartbreakers, too. Right there in the background. 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bob McTeer is our guest, our good friend. Distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, and a former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, former member of the FOMC. He's been hanging out with us for more than 15 years. And Bob, thanks again for all the great time, all the time you've given us, and all the great insights you've provided us. You've enriched my program and our lives with your time, and we appreciate it.
Jim, if nothing else benefits your listeners, that music has got to. My guess is more people tune in for the music than to hear you talk.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate that. I was going to say they tune in for your haikus, but I'm not going to say that now. Hey, Bob, I've been saying, I learned years ago that, I remember 40 years ago, somebody said to me, the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy, and I started watching that. And I could see that when the stock market was going up, in about 6 months, the economy would catch on. And when the stock market would go down, in about 6 months, the economy would follow. And I remember thinking, yeah, that's the connection. That's how capitalism works. That's how capital is formed and how it gets from the formation to the economy to out here on Main Street, blah, 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 et cetera, right? And then that started not happening like that, that relationship. When the stock market started doing its own thing, so to speak, and leaving the Main Street economy on its own. And I started saying that the stock market is no longer a leading indicator of the economy. It's now merely a leading indicator of itself. What do you say to that?
Well, all the while that I was on the FOMC, which was from 91 to 2004, the stock market was a pretty good leading indicator of the economy. One of the best, as a matter of fact. Now, you've been watching that more closely than I have since then.
Since 2008, that has changed.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things changed in 2008. And if that's your observation, I can't really argue with it. The stock market has been benefiting from companies buying their own shares back, which is not good if the alternative is for them to spend to grow their business. And a lot of financial manipulation to keep those stock prices up.
Yep. Well, and do you agree with me, though, Bob, that we need more merchants in charge of corporate America and fewer operators? We need people who are willing to go to the market to earn profits and bring them back to Wall Street rather than keep...
You probably ought to define what you mean by the difference between a merchant and an operator.
An operator believes that the way you make a profit is to squeeze it out of every element of the business. The vendors, suppliers, employees, customers, production. You squeeze a profit out of it. You don't invest. A merchant says, let's go to market, let's make things happen, let's invent, let's innovate, let's grow the economy, let's do business.
Okay.
That's what a merchant does.
With those definitions, I agree with you. Let me say that in my career in the Federal Reserve, I went to Baltimore to run the Baltimore Fed in 1980, and then I came to Dallas to run the Dallas Fed in 1991. Both those experiences were experiences in cost cutting.
Mm-hmm.
It was not that running the operations side of things was not fun because we were always trying to get costs down and squeeze it out. And it would have been so much more fun to manage a growing enterprise rather than a shrinking enterprise.
Right.
You know, there used to be 12 reserve banks and 24 branches that all cleared checks. That was the biggest employer, the Federal Reserve, was check clearing. That has been consolidated so much, it's turned electronic. Most of them just send along the microcodes, and there's only one reserve bank now that actually handles the
mm-hmm.
checks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's been going on in the economy.
Bob, I have a quick question before you go. Inflation. What's going to happen to inflation?
Well, it's...
Are we going to have any?
I'm not worried so much about deflation in this country. I'm happy with where the inflation rate is right now. Most of the... You know, I think the consumer price index is about negative, and so is the producer price index. But that's been mainly energy lately with the declining oil prices. The core inflation numbers are between 1% and 2%.
And you think that's pretty safe? That's okay?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Europe is a hell of a lot closer to outright deflation.
Yeah. Hope maybe we won't get contagious. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job again. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.